Hello, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Will Martin, and I am a doctoral violin student at the University of Alabama. Today we are going to discuss one of the shortest operas ever written, A Hand of Bridge, composed by Samuel Barber with libretto by Giancarlo Menotti. By the end of this podcast presentation, you will have ample context as to who Barber and Menotti were, as well as how they came to collaborate on A Hand of Bridge, and understanding through analysis of how A Hand of Bridge measures up to other more traditional European operas, and an awareness of the highly unique portrayal of characters in this opera. Before we dive in to an analysis of the finer points of this opera, let's first get to know Samuel Barber and Giancarlo Menotti. Samuel Barber was an American composer born in Westchester, Pennsylvania, on March 9, 1910. He died in New York on January 23, 1981. During the mid-19th century in both America and Europe, Barber's music was frequently performed. Even in present day, 2021, Barber's beloved Adagio for Strings and Violin Concerto are staples in the symphonic repertoire. In particular, his Adagio for Strings has resonated with 21st centuries all over the world since becoming immortalized by the movie Platoon. In fact, the exact scene from Platoon, which features the Adagio for Strings, is available for free on YouTube. Now that you know a bit about Samuel Barber, allow me to introduce you to his very close friend and colleague, Giancarlo Menotti. Giancarlo Menotti was a composer born in Cadigliano, Italy, on July 7, 1911, and died in Monte Carlo on February 1, 2007. Although Menotti was born in Italy, he identified personally as an American composer. Menotti was quite the wunderkind, as he already had written two operas by the age of 13. In 1928, he began his studies at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, which is where he met Samuel Barber. After all, Barber was originally from Pennsylvania. At the Curtis Institute, Menotti and Barber forged a powerful, lifelong friendship which would yield much fruitful collaboration for the remainder of their lives. A Hand of Bridge is but one of the masterpieces they created together. Let's take a look at when this opera was composed. A Hand of Bridge premiered in 1959 at the Festival dei Due Mondi, which translates to Festival of Two Worlds, in Spoleto, Italy. The founder of this festival was none other than the aforementioned Giancarlo Menotti. A Hand of Bridge was one of the many works featured as highly specialized, short presentations that Menotti called album leaves. The album leaves included operas, short overtures, theater pieces, and poems, ranging from 3 to 15 minutes in duration. These compositions were intentionally made brief in the spirit of cabaret style, which is exactly what Menotti wanted for his album Leaves. Among the multitude of artists who contributed to the album Leaves, these included notable poets such as Jean Cocteau and composers like Aaron Copland and Samuel Barber. Now that you've been introduced to Samuel Barber and Giancarlo Menotti, as well as having an understanding of the context of the 1959 premiere of A Hand of Bridge, we can begin our operatic analysis. This opera is highly unusual when compared to the conventional opera that one might be familiar with. Let's compare A Hand of Bridge to a standard 18th or 19th century European opera like The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, Barber of Seville by Rossini, or even Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. Composers such as these famously wrote mainstream opera during the 1700s and 1800s in Europe. These operas utilized a large cast of characters, fleshing out the plot via a multitude of musical numbers, spread out over several acts. Each act averaged a length of about an hour, give or take. This resulted in a total runtime of at least 2 hours. Keep in mind that 2 hours is totally normal for a standard European opera. In A Hand of Bridge, there are only four singers who make up the entire cast. This is a far cry from the 10-plus primary singers in Rossini's Barber of Seville, not to mention the many lesser characters who sing in the large-scale choruses. To continue, A Hand of Bridge has a complete runtime of only 9 minutes. It is condensed into one brief, standalone act. Rossini's Barber of Seville has a runtime of about 3 hours, divided into two acts. A Hand of Bridge definitely needed to be less than 15 minutes in order to fit the cabaret-style programming of Menotti's Album Leaves at the Spoleto Festival. However, Barber certainly composed this opera with the intent of being highly unique and completely different from a standard 18th or 19th century opera. One cannot deny that Barber and his contemporaries valued composing new, modern music that drastically differed in style from Rossini, for example. It is fascinating to think that Rossini and Mozart's music was premiered nearly 150 years before A Hand of Bridge. Let's move on to character analysis and portrayal. One of the startlingly unique aspects of this opera is how each character sings their own arietta in an emotionally detached fashion. It would seem that each character has their own life issues, and instead of having an actual conversation about it with the others, they simply vent in a woe is me kind of way. Take, for instance, Sally's arietta near the beginning of the opera. Sally sings, "I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers," referring to a flamboyant hat she saw at Madame Charlotte's shop. Sally's arietta is immediately followed by, or juxtaposed with, her husband Bill's arietta about a woman named Cymbeline. Bill is worried that Sally may have found out about his affair with Cymbeline. Additionally, we can hear the blatant juxtaposition of the musical themes from both Sally and Bill's respective ariettas. The text, "peacock feathers," and "Cymbeline," are stated very closely together. If we didn't know that both characters were consumed by their own selfish realities, this juxtaposition of themes almost resembles an intense marital argument. Furthermore, every character in A Hand of Bridge is based off of a real person from either Barber or Menotti's life. For example, Geraldine, who complains about her mother's ailing condition, is modeled after Barber's own sister, who had a problematic relationship with her mother. Bill is modeled after their businessman neighbor, who was very religious, which makes his fantasizing about Cymbeline highly paradoxical and ironic. I sincerely hope that this podcast has given you some useful context as you embark on a musical journey with A Hand of Bridge. Despite the opera being only 9 minutes long, I am confident that you will notice heightened significance in each and every moment of this performance. Having an understanding of who Barber and Menotti were as people, in addition to the fact that they were lifelong friends, will imbue this performance with a touch of wonder. During the performance, see if you can pick up on the creative chemistry shared by composer and librettist. Does that compositional magic come through? Also, see how you feel after the 9-minute performance is over. Are you longing for more, or are you happy that it was only 9 minutes? If 9 minutes feels too long, then imagine spending 3 hours at a production of Barber of Seville. Lastly, pay special attention to the four characters on stage. Can you imagine the real-life people that Barber and Menotti knew in their actual personal lives? If I were in the audience for this production, I would allow all of these fascinating ideas and feelings to flood my being, creating a completely immersive experience, filled with imagination. On that note, let's conclude this presentation. My name is Will Martin, and I wish you the best experience on your night at the opera.